Okay, Rav Chaim Volozhin took a day off from his arichus on the Mishnayis, and we have a couple of Mishnayis which he learns rather quickly. Mishnayis Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud Aleph. Wow. Okay. So we learn Mishnayis tonight. Yeshua ben Parachya v'nita harabeli kiblu mehem. The next generation were Yeshua ben Parachya v'nita harabeli. Yeshua ben Parachya oimer. Yeshua ben Parachya said the following three pieces of advice. Aseh lecha rav, kene lecha chaver, v'avidanes kala adam l'kaf zchus. Aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a rebbe, kene lecha chaver, and be kind of a friend. Bavidon is kala adam lekafschos, and judge every person you meet lekafschos. So let's see how this is explained. Asay lecharav pirish bechinam k'may shamru ma ani bechinam. He's contrasting the asay lecharav and the kene lechachaver. By the chaver uses a lashon kinyan, and by the rebbe uses a lashon asay. K'may shamru ma ani bechinam afata bechinam. So this is a Chazal said that just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught Bechinam, a person is supposed to teach Bechinam. This is the source from which Rebbeim are paid salaries that leave them eligible for food stamps and everything else. The Shuras Hadin is that even a Dayan in a Din Torah is only allowed to be paid Schar B'Teiloi, a Schar for the fact that he's not taking a different job, so he needs something to compensate. But not for the expertise in as a dayan. There's an interesting exchange of letters between the Rambam and a number of others. The Rambam felt strongly that a rav or a rebbe should never take a salary, because aseh lecha rav, he quotes the other mishnah we're going to have, that al tasenu kardaim lach barbay, don't make your scholarship into a sort of a shovel with which to dig. And he felt that way strongly. The Kesef Mishnah, the Mefarshi Rambam, the Rambam held that way la halacha, not al pi Musar. So they write very sharp language. They write, he who God has blessed to be a doctor and have plenty of parnasa should not go around telling others who don't have money that they should not be taking money. But anyway, the Obama heard that, and make sure the doctors don't have too much money either. I understand. Okay, they still get paid slightly more than the Rebbeim and the Yeshiva. At least for a month, they get paid more than the Rebbeim get paid for the year, I think. Not in Israel? Really?
Yeah, very, very poor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why the medicine is where it is.
The socialized medicine.
Really? I wasn't aware of that. Wow. Okay. Kenei l'chachaver, afilu b'mamin. Kenel chachaver, even if it costs your money. But Omar, say lecharav, af ki ene roi li yais lecharav, u kenel chachaver, lusia yais imai. A say lecharav, even if he's not a malach Hashem. And kenel chachaver, to have eitzis, gam binyane avaydes abayre. Kim chacham ata beinecha, hayetza hara yachol asami einecha. Because even if a person sees himself as wise, the Yetzihara blinds him. And he'll make crooked things look straight. Therefore, he asks Yetzah with friends, Ki Yitzucha ene karav lecha kokach lahatais. Ki Yitzucha ene karav loy kokach lahatais, because he's not gonna, the way he's touching a friend, it means here not just a chavrusa, but someone with whom you can discuss, moral issues, and come to some conclusion. What?
Doesn't the Rebbe do that also?
He's saying you need both. That's what he's saying. He's saying that you need both.
Between the Rebbe and the friend.
It depends. There's situations in which a person is quicker to accept from a friend. If it's a psak halacha about a pot of chicken, you go to the Rav. But when it comes to certain types of behavior, sometimes there's a feeling that Rebbe doesn't understand. Somebody who's in yeshiva all the time doesn't understand the way it is out in the market, the marketplace. It's a common problem where young people go into their father's business, and they see that it's crooked all over the place, and then they'll come to me, And they'll ask me what to do, so what am I supposed to tell them? You know, they go to the father. I get very often people come to talk to me and they say, you know, bait and switch means my father does it all the time. You know, he wants me. I'm planning to go into the business. You know, I'm in the father's business. What do I do? So you know, I can tell him what I want to tell him. He's going to go back. And, you know, they say that Allah gives a lot of hechsherim in Klal Yisrael. Allah to and us. You know, the fact that it's commonly done, it's a heter. Someone goes to a chaver, and the chaver was in the same situation, and was able to take a stand, that's a whole different story. That's a different situation. So there's a place for, each one.
What the distinction between asay and knei? So how are you supposed to have a friend that you buy? He's not a real friend.
Well, if you buy the friendship, it's not going to work. But sometimes a person needs to pay somebody to learn with him.
Are you talking about professionals? Are you talking about
like
Kalb or
from
software?
Is that Chaver? Is that
Kneel Chaver? Let's say it's you.
Perhaps. I was thinking more of a tutor, like Lenny pays Rabbi Yeshua to learn with him on a regular basis, I assume.
I get more out of it.
So that's the idea. Now, what's fascinating here is the person who said this is Yeshua ben Prachya. Yeshua ben Prachya was the Rebbe of Yeshu. The Gemara relates how...
It's the same one, the question, 300 years difference there.
Well, first let me just point out that it's the same Rebbe as Yeshu. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in a Sefer, says that it's the same. He was the Rebbe of Yeshu, and the Gemara relates the story where they were traveling, and they were sitting in an inn, and Yeshu ben Prachya was the Rebbe, and Yeshu was the Talmud, and the innkeeper was apparently a pretty woman. Now Yeshu ben Prachya wasn't looking at those things. He commented at the table that it's a wonderful innkeeper. He meant that she's taking them in very generously. And Yeshu, who had his eyes out for her physical beauty, assumed that's what his Rebbe meant. And he said, yeah, you get a load of those eyes. So his Rebbe was matcha yisei b'shtei yadayim, stopped talking to him for a while. And later, when Yeshu tried to make amends, somehow signals were crossed. And, you know, he figured, well, if I'm not going to make it with this religion, let me try something else. And he took up the cause of the common man and the complaints against the rabbis. So the Aseh Lecha Rav is Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, Knei Lecha Chaver. He felt that, first of all, Yeshu didn't treat him as a Rav. I mean, he thought he was talking about the beauty of this woman. And Knei Lecha Chaver, he didn't have Chaverim with who to discuss it. And therefore, he went off on his own. That's interesting. There's an old issue with the fact that Yeshu, as related in the Talmud, was probably over 200 years, depending on how you understand the Greek period. Yeshu was at the end of the Hashmonaim, which is quite a bit before the Churban. Christianity places Yeshu at about the time of the Churban,
right.
Churban Bayis Sheni. Which is about the year zero, or more correctly, around the year 70. Now here we have Yeshua ben Prachya kiblu mehem, and then Yehuda ben Tabi Shim Meshatach kiblu mehem. Shim Meshatach was the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech, who was quite a bit before the Churban Abayis. So according to our Messiah, Yeshua was at least 200 years, maybe 300 years before the Churban Abayis. This Yeshua. So they had different approaches and how to reconcile the two things. Rebelsky used to speak about the idea that there were two Yeshus, which is a common thing.
Yemash
Shemai V'Zichro is Yeshu.
And Christianity is really he died at 27 of the Common Era.
Well, I don't know where you get 27. The Pope is not sure which year it is, and Herbie Shaw, but
they don't
all agree on the year. They don't all agree on the year. And there are different versions of the year, and Christianity, at least, Pimelo Chutz, held that it's in the year zero.
That
which
recorded by any of the historians at the time.
He's not recorded. Well, after when Peter came along, he spread the word, the gospel. But Rav Yaakov suggests that there was one, and that Christianity came about well after. I say he started his own religion. He really didn't. He did not. It was started based on the stories of his life. And what Rav Yaakov suggests is that they placed it at the time of the Churban just to put the rejection of Yeshu as the cause for the Churban. I think the Roman Empire was what, in the year 300 or so, 250?
Who was
Rav Yaakov? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was a Rosh Yeshiva here in New York. So, I think, well, when was it? Constantine? When the Romans pursued the early Christians.
Right.
But he accepted him when?
325.
325. So it was a while later that it really was established. Yes. And that's a suggestion. Exactly what it was or who, when it was, I guess we'll never really know. Anyway, so that's Kedei L'Chachover V'Aseh L'Charav. The last thing is Havidat Kala Adam L'Kav Zchus. So he brings Ratzalaymer Ubitnai. Now we have this all the time that people say three things, and Chaim Volozhin is showing the connection of the third. The first two here are obviously connected. V'Havidat Kala Adam L'Kav Zchus Ratzalaymer Ubitnai Shetidem L'Kav Zchus. If you don't have a Rebbe or a Chaver, you can't judge them harshly because then the relationship won't remain. You'll never keep up a friendship. If you're going to be critical, a meriva will fall between you. Now actually, Ms. Hasemis points out very beautifully, it doesn't say Havidon is called Odom Lekavschus. It says Havidon is called Ha'odom Lekavschus. So Sassem is right. Sometimes you see somebody and he does something and you know what he's doing is wrong. He shouldn't be doing it. So Sassem says if you can't find a way to judge what he's doing Lekavschus, Havidon is called Ha'odom. Judge the complete person. You understand that people aren't perfect, but people are mindless. So if you see him having a chasar in one area, look at his mindless, look at the things that he does that are good, and then you'll judge the whole person and you'll be okay. It was a Reb Chiya, whose wife was apparently very, very difficult, and it was very kind to her. And once, I think Gemara says it was his son who asked him,
who was Rav,
and his son asked him, you go this far, you buy a trinkets, you know. And she said, "Dailanu shemigadelus asbaneinu matzelus isanu meavera." Look at all the parts of her. She's a very good mother. So I have a good mother for my children. It's enough. She changes the diapers. I don't have to change the diapers, so I'll be grateful for that. So anyway, that's the idea. Have you done is kol ha'adam lekavschus?
But that you look at the ganze mensch with all the things that drive a person.
All the things that drive a person, you also don't judge him. Okay, good. Here's a kasha. Pirkei Avos are points of advice. You're not going to find in Pirkei Avos advice, don't eat chazer, or don't eat nevela. Now we have a problem. But tzedek tishpat hamisecha is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's one of the Tariag mitzvahs to judge someone favorably. So why is it mentioned here as a midah taiva? Have you done it kol adam l'kav zchus? When in fact, it's a biblical obligation. It's a mitzvah saseh like every mitzvah saseh.
Okay.
So
the
Chafetz Chaim, what?
What is in your heart was the actual justice.
I'll tell you what he says. The Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Chafetz Chaim says that it depends who. If you have someone who's muzik b'kashrus, to be a kosher person, him. And that he keeps all the mitzvahs. So such a person, an erlich person, does something wrong, it's an obligation in the Torah. But tzedek tishpeit am yisecha. If you see a good person, and you see him one day sitting in the McDonald's, you figure he's got to have some reason. It's an obligation. If it's a stam Yehudi, then it's a midah taiva. It's not an obligation. Stam Yid, you don't know. Cheskes kashus, not becheskes kashus. You see him once in a while in shul. You don't know much about him. So that's Havidonis Kol Adam L'Kav Schus. That's the idea of judging everybody favorably, and that's a Midah Taiva. It's not an obligation. It's hard to tell to obligate when you don't know the person. And so that is the difference between B'sed Tishbar HaMisecha and Havidonis Kol Adam L'Kav Schus. Okay, Nite Harbei Li'Oimer, Mishnah Zayim, Harchek Mishachin Ra. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor, out to Schabel Rasha. Don't connect to Rishoyim. And that this doesn't mean don't be a Rasha with him. That's a Chiyuv. Al Tiskabel Rasha means have no connection to him. Al Tisyayish Mina Purani Ais. And don't give up if the going gets rough. You know, you gotta stick it through. Al Tisyayish Mina Puranis. So here, Chaim Ben Lajan explains, Harchek Mishachin Ra. So it's interesting that Yeshua Ben Parachya and Nitai Harabeli were sort of partners in the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And they really say things that fit one with the other. Yeshua Ben Parachya says the positive, says Aseh Lecha Rav, Kneh Lecha Chaver, and Nitai Harabeli gives the azhara, the warning, that Harchek Mishachin Ra, Val Tischa Bel Rasha. You know, if you're not going to listen to him and have good friends, at least don't have bad friends. It sort of goes together. So here he explains, Harchek Mishachin Ra, Filo Teiv L'Shamayim. Even if in Bein Adam LaMokayim, he's a good person. B'tzadik, Achem Urala B'riyais, if his Bein Adam LaChaveira Midas are bad, stay away from him. Va'al Tizchabel Arasha, that means Rala Shamayim, Afilo Teiv L'Briyais, the reverse. So if it is ra in mitzvahs bein adam lavakim and good in mitzvahs bein adam lachaveira, stay away from him. Mitam v'al tisyoish mena puranos pentisafe b'avayne chas v'shalom. You might somehow be swept along with him in whichever, you know, if somebody has a good midah and a bad midah, then you end up being attracted to one and being influenced by the other. Rav Palm used to say that, I think Pshem Dekliyakar, that just like a fish has two simani kashrus and an animal has two simani kashrus, a human being has two simani kashrus. And just like the animal that has one and not the other is somehow considered more disgusting, we distance ourselves more from an aveirim of furish in the Torah, the four animals that have one good simon. The same thing, we have people who have one good simin, they're good at Beit HaLachaveira, not at Beit HaLamakim. Well, they're good at Beit HaLamakim, not at Beit HaLachaveira, right? So that you have to stay away from more carefully. Because that's worse. I mean, if somebody davens Zeruluch, and there's Zeruluch Beit HaLamakim, and he's a creep to other people, that's a Chilul Hashem. In reverse, somebody who's very kind and caring. When it comes to mitzvahs, he ignores it. So again, it's also Chilul Hashem. It shows the wrong thing. So a person has really got to work on both together.
What's the source to compare it to fish?
You mean human beings are more animal than fish?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Rav Palm used to mention animals. Rav Druk used to mention fish. He said, I remember him saying that the scales are Bein Adam Lam Chaveiroi, and fins are Bein Adam Lamakim, because the scales represent a bunch of coins. The old-fashioned armor was made with a bunch of metal rings, right? That were, so he said, that's the coins. That's how you deal in business with somebody, whether you're Erlich. And the fins are how you navigate the Bein Adam Lamakim. And you would say, we give that marshal. I mean, they're Mishalim, so, you know, that's a general idea. Okay. We take what's a blessing in each thing, and we ask for that blessing. Mishnah Ches Yehuda ben Tabei Shem Yeshota Kiblu Mehem Yehuda ben Tabei Aimer Atas Asmecha Karchei Hadayanim. It's a very difficult halacha. Atas Asmecha Karchei Hadayanim means you're not supposed to give someone advice on what to say in a din Torah. The guidelines of this line are, for me, very difficult. I never really understood it. It's very hard to understand exactly. Now, not to tell somebody, don't say things crooked in a din Torah. That's obvious. Don't make yourself like a lawyer. And then tell them how to go about in a din Torah. Let things be honest. Let them go to din Torah and say what's on his mind, and the dying will pass. And when the Baladinim stand before you, they should be in your eyes as Rishayim. Interesting. No matter who they are, when they stand in front of you, don't trust them. You got everything in a Din Torah is not based. The person may have a good reputation, but that's not how you work a Din Torah. I mean, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Although in the civil law, it really is this way that you have to prove everything you say. Even though in criminal law, a person's innocent until proven guilty.
You have to prove.
Okay. When they walk away from you, they should be zakek. Kishkiblu aleihem esadim. Rav Palm also told, I forgot about which Adam Gadol, but somebody here in America in the 30s or 40s, who sat in the Din Torah with the talus over his face. And he said, it says, Al Tistakel Barasha. And it says, Kshu Ba'adiyanof Nech, Yu Benecha Kereshoim. So he wouldn't want to look at them during a Din Torah. Now, practical matters, if you really want to know if someone's telling the truth, you should look him in the face. Yeah, you look him in the face when he speaks in front of you in Din Torah. But I guess the point was that Rav Palm was making, at least, was this idea. That when they stand in front of you, it's a time to look at it in one way, and then when they're makabel the din, kishin eftarmel fanecha on the banim, yitachin aderech halotza. It's proper to say in the following halotza, in the following humorous way, im tekef b'tzeis apsak din choras v'piyadayim, yoytzim havalei dinim. When the dying gives up stock. So they say okay, and they're finished. So simenu sheheim zakoyim v'kiblayim adim l'kaimai. Then they're honest people. They said their peace. They got a psak. Kishen niftorim l'fanecha. When they walk out from in front of you, be'enecha kizakoyim. Then they're good. Avol imdem adayim l'fanecha u'mashim atzman. They're still dragging around. They, you know, they don't leave the court. That's the way it works, Judge Rachelson. But if they're still dragging around, teidach yichayshim rasha v'tuuna l'zgaylom. The list are obstructed. That means that they're going to do some underhanded thing to try to turn over the din. All right, it's a big nisayon to be makabel a din when a person doesn't walk out zakai. Okay, God willing, Thursday night we'll go on to Mishnah Parsha.